Whew.
Further reminders. In case anyone wasn't here last week, maybe you were, maybe you weren't, but in case you missed this part from last week, Matthew 5:20, Jesus said this, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." It was a reminder that following the rules the Pharisees sought to enforce was impossible. Now, Jesus takes things further. This is a rulemaker's dream. Murder, hate, adultery, lust, divorce, and oaths. A quote from a verse here or there gives ample support for shunning, for judging, for chastising, and rejecting the ones who can't live up to the rules. Woohoo! No? I'm convinced that Jesus was seeking to get the exact opposite of that across to anyone who would listen. You think you're following the rules because you know the loopholes? But I'm telling you that it's about more than just doing the minimum. And you've got to see that no one's going to be able to live up to these rules. Stop beating yourself up when you fail. Stop beating up other people who fail. Everyone fails at this. And grace says that failing doesn't mean game over. If you like to enforce the rules on others, grace probably ticks you off to no end. If you're one who knows that everyone fails, grace is a breath of fresh air from the hot air of the enforcers. The enforcers have said, but I say to you, okay, that's a loaded interpretation of what Jesus is saying. You have heard that it was said, but still not completely inaccurate. In those, but I say to you statements that Jesus makes, well, he turns everything upside down. We know this about Jesus. He turns everything upside down. It's not just, it's not just in a way that rule enforcers like. Or if they do, it's in a way that keeps the rule enforcers, it keeps their desire to see the failure of others. There's a good German word for that. There isn't an English word for this. But the rule enforcers had Schadenfreude. Do you know that word? You ever heard it? It's a beautiful word, and it means to enjoy the failure of others. Right? So I'm glad we don't have a word like that in English. The English word for Schadenfreude is Schadenfreude. You have heard that it was said of those in ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable for judgment. But I say to you that if you're angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. All right. Jesus is being hyperbolic here. Really. He's saying, stop being entrenched in anger and stop insulting people. Jesus says that we're supposed to do more than not harming others. It's not enough just to not punch somebody in the face. Good for you for not punching somebody in the face. I'm glad. But that's not enough, is what Jesus says. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. Look, men were, I can't read what I scripted here. Men behaved in inappropriate ways toward women back in Jesus' day. Inappropriate. It just seems men behaved in terrible ways toward women in Jesus' day. Jesus, even in those days, sends a reminder to stop treating women as sexual objects. Quit blaming women by saying you can't control yourself when you see a woman. Catcall, slut shaming, and a feeling of being entitled to a woman's body without her consent have been and always will be wrong. Jesus said it. I believe it. That settles it. You ever heard that from a fundamentalist preacher? If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. Nobody's telling you to gouge out your eye or to cut off your hand. Quit blaming other people for your actions and quit hurting one another. That's the communicated part here. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Anyone want to take this one? Anyone? All right, here goes. Jesus wanted people to stop throwing away relationships so easily. It's unrealistic to think that no one's ever going to get divorced. Hello. And remarried. Hello at some time. Remembering that relationships are important to nurture is a good thing. And choosing life over just surviving isn't a bad thing. Again, you have heard that it was said of those in ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. Value honesty. Be honest in life. Whether you've been sworn to give legal testimony or you're just talking to a friend. So Jesus, overall, in all of this, still part of the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking about choosing life in relationships, in community, in congregations, in the world. This isn't about trying to live up to an impossible standard, but instead going beyond the impossible standard and deciding to value all of creation. So instead of going for the easy label, pro-life, pro-choice, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, okay boomer, entitled millennials, Christian, non-Christian, stop and think. How can we really and truly find ways to do good together? How can we really and truly be a people who do things that are life-giving instead of life-threatening? Let us focus really and truly on living out life and love, because hate just ain't a good way. Hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but it hasn't solved one yet. You know who said that? Maya Angelou. How about this one? Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. Let no one pull you so low as to hate them. Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. Who said that? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a lot of reason to hate. It's good advice. No one can make you do anything, basically, right? I know that parents can tell their children, you have to clean your room. It's kind of like making that. And our own response to rules and laws and everything make us do things. But no one can change your attitude. The only person who can do the stuff and who can change your attitude is you. So let no one pull any of us so low as to hate them. Instead, let us together really and truly choose life and choose love. Let us together really and truly be authentic. Amen.